People in Switzerland are also going to the polls this weekend. The big question facing voters there, should discrimination based on sexual orientation be a crime? The BBC's Imogen Folks has more on that from Bern.
By the way, welcome to Bern's LGBT office.
In Bern's LGBT campaign office, Anna Rosenwasser, director of the Swiss lesbian organization, explains why she thinks her country is lagging behind on LGBT rights.
I feel like many Swiss people overrate how modern our country is. It might be rich, but concerning LGBT rights, it's really not modern yet. We have no laws concerning public discrimination based on sexual orientation.
Anna hopes that will change this weekend when the Swiss vote on whether to make discrimination because of sexual orientation illegal.
In der Schweiz werden Menschen wegen ihrer sexuellen Orientierung diskriminiert.
But when she took part in a televised debate on the issue, Anna faced opposition from Benjamin Fischer of the right-wing Swiss People's Party. He dismissed the new law as an attack on free speech.
We don't even know if jokes about gays will be allowed. We live in a country with freedom of expression. People should be allowed to think and say what they like, even if it's a bit stupid or tasteless. We should be allowed to do it, and we should be able to put up with it.
There is opposition too from some religious groups. Mark Jost of the Swiss Evangelical Alliance fears his church might have to welcome same-sex couples.
Our members, our churches, they see the marriage of a man and a woman as the only couple they want to marry, but also am I free to hire a staff with my sexual ethics.
Supporters of the new law say it's not about peaceful disagreement, but about discrimination and aggression. They point to statistics showing suicide among Switzerland's gay community is 5 times the rate for heterosexual people.
Zürich is multicultural, but when it's...
This video investigation by Swiss journalists revealed undisguised violence towards gay couples on the streets of Zurich. One attacker even suggests gay people can be cured with a few punches.
Yeah, mit paar Schläge.
And this is why campaigner Jessica Zuber believes freedom of speech must have limits.
Freedom of expression in a liberal democracy actually only goes as far as the individual right to human dignity is being protected.
Opinion polls suggest most voters agree and will back the new law. For Anna Rosenwasser, an important sign that she can be free and safe in her own country to express her identity.
I've dated men for 10 years, so now I have a girlfriend. And we are a cuddly couple, we do hold hands, you know, but there are situations where we will not hold hands in order to feel more safe. And I cannot remember any situation when I've been with a man where I let go of his hand in order to feel more safe.
Anna Rosenwasser ending that report from the BBC's Imogen Folks. You're listening to The World.